Caribou's, I hope all is good. Hope everybody had a decent fast. Today's daf is Ksuba's daf P Dalad. Today's shir is Beskuz Rafu Shalema for Shalom Tzvi Ben Chana Gittel, who needs Rachame Shemayim, needs Rafu Shalema. Should be Zochet to Rafu Shalema Bekarov. We're here on the bottom of P Gimel Beis by the two dots. Right, if you remember, we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the tznai, if a person says, again, there are three things that a husband has a schus to in his wife's nichsei melug. First of all, the peros. Second of all, he can cancel a sale if she sells it. And third of all, he would inherit her. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that if he makes a tznai, that he's going to inherit her. So then the tznai is batel because that's mashna mashna kasa batorah. And therefore, that he's making a tznai against something that's written in the Torah. He can't do that. He can't do just use a stupid example. I'll sell this to you on the condition that Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. So similarly, again, that's a ridiculous example, but similarly, you can't make a tznai, a stipulation in a contract against something that's written in the Torah. So therefore, he would, in fact, inherit in the case if he made that type of tonight. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rav, Allah Kav Shem Gamliel. The Rav says that Allah is like Shem Gamliel, but, and this is what we're going to try to figure out what he means, until the Mishnah, Velo Metame, but not because of the reason, not because Masna Mashakaza Batorah Tanah Batal. The question is, what does that mean? My halakha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we have loma tameh. What does that mean? Right? It's the Gemara is going to have a bunch of possibilities. Ilei mahalakha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, dawar mesa yurashana. If you mean to say that when Rav said that halakha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but it's not for his reason, meaning that we say that the halakha is belav metameh, what's not because of the reason? Because dealer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel suffer masna mashakaza batorah tanai batel, right? If Rav suffer tanai kayim, if Rav just disagrees with the whole concept, meaning that and holds that if someone can stipulate against something that's written in the Torah, so if, and therefore if a kasavar, so why does this stipulation not work? Because if kasavar yushis abal the rabbanim, the chachamim masus chizuk the devarim yosef mishal Torah, and Chazal, right, in the Chanami, it's not mashkaz of a Torah, but Chazal strengthen, right? We find sometimes that Chazal strengthen the dinam d'rabbanan to make sure that they get fulfilled, and therefore said that the tznai is batal, that the stipulation is no good. So that doesn't work because Rav doesn't hold that, right? For some of Rav, tznai okayim. Rav doesn't hold that mashna masa kasa b'torah works, right? Rav holds that tznai batal, that the tznai, that stipulation is batal. Right? If there's a lacha called ona, that a person's not allowed to charge someone more than 1/6 the market value. And if it does, so then the buyer can get out of the sale. So if person says, I'll sell this to you, right, for a bajillion dollars on the condition that there's no iser of ona, so what happens? So Rav Amar Yesh lo alav ona, v'shmuel Amar Ein lo alav ona. Rav says that the tznai is batel, right, that there is a concept of ona, because that's a din d'oraisa, right? So Rav says that it's a stipulation that goes against the Torah is batel. So he can't be disputing the reason of Mashna Makazu Batorah, because he actually, meaning to say, and say that he doesn't hold like that, because he does hold like that. So we're back to with the original question, why would he say that the reason, that the halacha is like Rishim Gamliel, but not for his reason, if Rav himself agrees, right, to that principle, right, to that concept in principle. Maybe what he meant was that Ramashna Mashkaza Batorah Tznai Batel, but the halacha is that if you make a tznai against what's in the Torah, the tznai is no good. V'lav min time A, but not because of that, right? Meaning that that's not the logic, that's not the reason. The Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar Mesa Yirashena, for Rav Savar Mesa Lo Yirashena. The Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the husband inherits the wife, right? And Rav holds that a husband inherits the wife Midi Rabban, right? And therefore, that his tzai would be good. Right, that he doesn't inherit midah raisa, he holds it's midah rabbanan. But the problem with that can't be what he holds, because how many times v'lo hilvazahu? Right, that's the opposite. Right, that's that the reason is true that mashna mashkaz b'torah it's not batel, but the halacha is not. Meaning that's telling me that if Rav holds he doesn't inherit, right? Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the husband does inherit. So that's the opposite. So Ella, so maybe what Rav meant was, this is a third possibility, Halacha Rishima Gamliel, the Alarim Mesa Yerushana, the Halacha is that the husband would inherit his wife, even if he made a Tanai against that. Halacha Matame, what does that mean? The Ilo Rishima Gamliel, so Rabbi Darais, the Tanai Batel, Habbi the Rabbanon Tanai Kayim. Because Rishima Gamliel holds that if it's Darais, the Tanai, the stipulation, is no good, is gone, is Batel. But if it's a Din Darabanon, then it is good. And Rav, so Rav holds that the Rabbanon Tanai Batel. Rav holds that even Midrabanon, on a Din Darabanon here, like Rav holds, that the husband inherits the wife, the Tanai would be Batel. That doesn't work either, because that Hakatanai Helvasahu. Because that is exactly Rav Shimon Gamliel's logic. I mean, the halacha is like him, and that's the reason. And Rav's Mosifu, and Rav is just adding that Enochanami, that Rav Shimon Gamliel's logic also applies to the Rabbanans. So that can't be that the halacha is like him, but it's not for the same reason. That is the same reason. It just Rav happens to add on to his reason and extends his reason further. So I would rather know, finally, what does it mean? Rav meant that halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Tamar Mesa Yerushana. The halacha is that the husband would inherit his wife if he made that type of tanai, that I'm not going to inherit you, right? So, but the v'lav mitamei, what's the reason? It's not because of mashlam hakashas b'torah, but either Rav Shimon Gamliel sabar yush sabal d'araisa v'chol mashlam hakashas b'torah tanai b'tel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, as we explained before, holds that a husband inherits his wife midaraisa, and therefore if he makes a tanai, if he makes a stipulation against, he says that he's not going to inherit her, that's against something in the Torah. But Rav sabar yush sabal d'rabbanan. Rav holds that a husband only inherits his wife midaraban. And the only reason that the guy, that the Tanai is batel, the stipulation that he's not going to inherit this batel, is because the Chachamim, right, fortified their halacha, but not because it's mashna masa kash b'torah. It's because the reason is because it's a din rabbanan, and the Chachamim, right, were mechazik their halacha. Okay, the problem with that is Rav Sabal Rishu Saral Derabanan. Does Rav really hold that the husband inherits his wife only on the Derabanan level? Right, that's not different than the Mishnah, in Bechoros. Rav Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Hayorish is Ishto Yachzi Levni Mishpacha Vinaka Lehem Min Adam. Right, if a person, Rav Yochanan ben Baruch says, if a person inherits his wife, so what happens is, right, he has to give the property back to her family at Yovel, and he gives them a deal. I mean, they have to pay him for it. I mean, again, there's a din in general that inheritance plots go back in Yovel. In broad strokes, that halacha is that if someone sells their inheritance plot in Yovel, that goes back to the original family. So after, I don't know, 30 years or whatever it is, right, that's obviously factored into the sale, right, or whatever. So it goes back. So the halacha is over here that he has to give the land. If the husband inherits his wife, the land goes back to the family at Yovel, and they pay, he gives them a deal on it. They don't have to pay premium. Problem is, right, Ravinenbach, the following shayla, the Mike Sover, what's the halacha? Right, Ika Sover Yerushas Habal De'Oraisa. If you tell me that the husband inherits the wife De'Oraisa, so my yaps here. So that there's no reason for the husband to give it back to the wife's family. Right, if he inherits her midaraisa, so that becomes his. Right, that becomes his inheritance plot. Avid merit derabanan, and if it's only that the husband inherits his wife derabanan, so dumim ma'avid tell you, why do they have to pay for it? Right, what, he has to give him a deal? Right, the halacha is midaraisa, so that goes back to the family. Right, by Yovel. Right, they don't have to pay him for it. They just get the field back. So why would they have to pay? Amar Rav, so Rav explained. Right, and this is, we'll kind of, again, remember, we're trying to prove that we're asking, does Rav really hold that the husband inherits Midrabanan? So Rav explained about this Shiloh, which we're not sure, right? Does the husband inherit Midrabanan or Midrabanan? Rav explained, Lolum Kasabar Yush Saral Daraisa. Really, Rav Yochanan ben Baruch holds that the husband inherits Midaraisa. Ukagon, what's the case? So, Horishto Ishto Bezakvaros. And Mishum Pagam Mishpacha, that the it's not a field that the wife gave to the husband. Somehow she owned a graveyard. Right? My mother-in-law worked didn't own a graveyard, but when she was working, she not worked a graveyard shift, but she literally she worked on a graveyard. She sold plots. So again, so she gave him a graveyard, and so therefore it's not appropriate, right, to keep. Right, really, he could keep it, right? Midaraisa, really, it's his, but it's not appropriate, so he gives it back to the family at a decent price. And Amar Rabbanan Lishkol, Dami Belihadar, and Chacham said, yeah, listen, sell it back to them at a decent price. What do you mean that he's to give him a deal? Right, to make kever ishto, you take out, you factor in, right, the amount of money that he would have to pay for his wife's graves. Meaning, since he has to bury her, right, he can't ask them to pay for that as well. Right, so that already comes out of the price. Now, mocha kiro v'derech kiro, right, mamid umokom hefsedo. Those are three possibilities. Right, if someone sells either kivro, right, his kever, or the way to his kever, or my mother, where they come and they console and they give a tanchum to the people who just buried the mace, or makom hespedo, or the place for the hesped, for the eulogy. So barin bnei mishpacha v'kovrin so balkor chomishim b'kam mishpacha. So the family can come, right, and then bury without agreeing with the, without talking with the buyer about it, because it's a pagam mishpacha, because it's not appropriate to leave a family member out of that graveyard. But taklas, right, Rav said, what did Rav say? Really, he said, kasari yush sabal d'oraisa. That, right, so Rav said that he holds that the husband inherits midaraisa. We want to just explain that Rav holds husband inherits midarabana. This Gemara says, what are you talking about? What kind of question is that, right? We are talking, if you remember that Mishnah, right, we started with Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, right? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. So Rav is telling me, did Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka come? Yeah, Rav is talking within Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Shita. But Valelo Sfirle, he doesn't hold like that. He holds that that's only Midir Rabbanan. Okay. Shifting gears a little bit. Misha meis v'inyech isha u'balcho v'yorshim. A guy passed away, and he has a bunch of people coming to demand money from the yorshim. Right, he has a wife, right, Pasha says Ksuba, right, a creditor, right, he owed somebody money, and the Yorshim. Right, the Yorshim are coming to take the property, whatever is left over. And then this, he has something left over in someone else's hands. I mean, he has some metaltalim, he has some sort of some items that either a collateral or some sort of loan that other people have. So what do? Rabbi Tarfon Omer, yinasnu lakoshal shabahem. You give it, right, the items that are, let's say, the loan or the deposit, whatever. So you give it to the weakest, to the least strongest claim, the weakest claim. I'll have to explain what that is. Rabbi Kiva says, no, im rachlim badin. No, there's no rachlim, there's no mercy here when you're deciding the halacha. Right? Yinasnu layorshim. Right? You give it to the yorshim, you give it to the people who inherit him. As we'll see in a second, I mean, the implication here is that tfisa, just taking it, does not work. Right? Sometimes in certain halachos, right, tfisa, if a person would go into a field and take whatever animal he owns, sometimes he's allowed to keep it. But tfisa does not work over here. You give it to the yorshim, shekulim tzuchan shvuah, because everybody else requires a shvuah. Ein yorshim tzuchan shvuah, right? That the other two, the wife and the balchov, they need to swear about their chiyuv, and the yorshim do not. That's a mishnah we're going to learn a couple days from now. Okay, fine. Hineach peres tulushin minakarka, right? Again, second case. Let's say he left over, again, some metaltzalon, some produce, right, that was already not connected to the ground. Kol hakodem ben zochbim, right? Kol hakodem zochah, right? Anybody who is able to get there first, right, he's able to get this. And we'll see exactly in what rishus, what scenario is it, because if it was in the rishus of the yorshim, right, is it was in the property of the yorshim, so they should acquire it. But we'll see what happens, what's going on with that. Zachta ishto yoser mi b'ksubasa v'balchov yoser al-chovo. Let's say the wife or the balchov took more than he was owed, or she was owed. So hamosa, what do you do with the extra? Let's say he had, 100, 200 bucks extra. Rabbi Tarfon omer yidnasu v'koshel v'hem se machlokas. Rabbi Tarfon says he gives it to the weakest claim of the three. Rabbi Kiva omer im rachm nadin. Right, you don't have, no, we're not going to just be nice about things, we're not being merciful, we're not being nice. Eli, you nothing the Yorshim, Shekul, and Shukhan Shuvah, and the Yorshim, Shukhan Shuvah, right, same answer as we had before. So Gemara says, Lama Lila Misne Milva, Lama Lila Misne Pikadom. If you notice, the Mishnah had said, right, two cases, either he has a loan or he has a Pikadom, right, or he has in somebody's hands. So why do you need both cases? So Gemara says, Tzricha, you need it. If you would have only had a loan, you might have thought only in that case Rabbi Tarfon says that we're not going to give it to the Yorshim because a malva lo tzadin it. No, that's a rule that a loan is given out for people to use, and therefore it's out. Right, it's out of the hands. Meaning that someone else is using it. It's only it's for the balchov. Right? The balchov is owning this money. Right? He's using this money, and that's it. Right? You don't necessarily give it to the Yorshim. I'm a pikadon, but an actual pikadon is a collateral. I give you my watch. It's still my watch. It's just sitting in your house. Right? The Issei Be'enei, right? It exists, right? It's just sitting there on the counter or whatever, in the drawer. So, Ema Mogul to Rabbi Akiva, maybe you'd agree to Rabbi Akiva that you give it to the Yorshim. V'tanahan, if you would only have the pikadon, so then Hakam Rabbi Akiva, maybe you would have thought that that's what Rabbi Akiva says, that you give it to the Yorshim. Abba Bahach, but by the loan, Ema Mogul to Rabbi Tarfon, you might have thought he agrees to Rabbi Tarfon because, you know, again, it's Milva Lotot, that the loan is to be used, and therefore tzricha, you need both cases. Okay, Maila Koshal. What Rabbi Tarfon says, you give it to the weakest claim, right, of the three. Right, what is that? What is that? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer La Koshal Sheba Raya, right? The guy with the weakest ability to prove his claim, meaning, i.e., as Rashi explains, the latest dated. Thing. So if it's a balcho, someone who owes money, he has the latest dated shtar. If it's the wife, it's the has a ksuba that came, maybe they got married a week ago. Whatever it is, the one who has the latest what's it called? The latest document. Obviously, that's the because they have the weakest claim, right? That's the other claimants come before them. Rabbi Yochanan says the ksuba is isha mishum china. You give it to the woman, right? Because of china. Because it's hard for women to go around and figure out, right, who owed money to what, and she's not going to go and figure out, this guy owed money here, this guy owed money here, I'm owed money from there. She's not going to figure it out. She's not going to go looking for the property to get her ksuba. So if we give it to the woman, right, that's what Rabbi Tarfon means. Ketana, just like a Machlokas Tanaim, Rabbi Binyamin Omer, Rabbi Binyamin says, the kosher of Beraya, who kosher, Rabbi Elazar Omer, the ksuba's isha, Mishum China. Right, again, that's the same Machlokas we saw a second ago. Hiniach Peres Tulushin, if there was produce, that was again the second case in the Mishnah, that was Metaltalin, right, again, produce that's detached. So, again, same Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, Ma'iria Moser. Why does Rabbi Kiva, right, why are we only talking about the extra, right? If you remember, we had, you know, whoever called the Kodim Zocha, we said, whoever gets there first, gets there first, and then the extra, right, you had this machlokas. So why is it only the extra? Right? Why don't we say, according to Rabbi Akiva, right, again, he says that everything goes to the ocean. Right, everything goes to, so why are we saying just the extra? So Gemara says, inachanami, really, you're right, that everything goes to the ocean according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon Mosar, Matani Ihu, Nami Mosar. Since Rabbi Akiva, again, they're talking together, since that's what Rabbi Akiva was talking about, so since that's what Rabbi Tarfon was talking about, so Rabbi Akiva as well, I started talking about that. That's what it says. Rabbi Akiva tfisa lo mahani klal. Now, what do you mean? Well, now, would Rabbi Akiva allow someone to be tofis it? Let's say, again, that in a scenario, again, where tfisa would work, where let's say the balcho would come and take, let's say, the sheep, right, for a debt, right? See, sheep's $1,000, so you owe it $1,000. Comes, takes a sheep. So maybe would that work? Right? Doesn't tefisa work? Some very often in halacha, right? That we'll learn in Siddur Zikin that tefisa works. So Amar Rabba, Amar Chaman, Vucha Tofas Mechayim. In Echinami, only if the guy took the sheep, let's say when the father was still alive, when the husband, well, it could be the husband, but when the guy who passed away when he was still alive. The Rabbi Tarfon, the Manche Hecha. Now, according to Rabbi Tarfon, right, again, he had said that even after the guy passes away, so where is, now again, we talked about this, where is this stuff? Right, in what Rishos, right, that Rabbi Tarfon says that you can be Tofes it after the guy dies. That let's say the Baal Chov can come and take the produce and that would be his. So where is it holding? If it's in the guy's Rishos, so that's weird. They can't come into someone else's Rishos and take stuff. So Rav Shmuel Damar Tevayu, who should Suburu Menachem Rishos Rabin? Right, only if it's in Rishos Rabin. Right, so that in that case, the Yorshim have not yet taken it. Right, they have not come to own it yet. Now, but Simta, but if it's in a Simta, Simta is like, as Rashi explains, like a little corridor, like maybe alleyway. So that already low. That's already no good because that's already the Yorshim have taken that for themselves. Rabbi Yochanan Beishlagish Davar Tevayu Afil Basimta. Rabbi Yochanan Beishlagish said even right in a simta, right, because that's already can still consider enough of Rishus Rabbim that is not actually yet considered to be the Yorshim's Rishus. Okay, fine. Dun Dine Ki Rabbi Tarfon. Now, the Gemara says that there was actually a psak, that the base didn't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, where the guy, again, the case was, the guy came and took, it was Toface, the Metaltalin, he came and he took the produce, and he held like Rabbi Tarfon, and he said that that's okay, right? Again, Rabbi Kiva said he could only do that by one of the guys still alive, but after the guy dies, then that doesn't work anymore, right? Then you give it to the Yorshin, but Rabbi Tarfon said that you could, that a Balchov can come and take it. So there was a case like that, and like Balchov took it, and Rabbi Tarfon said, okay, no problem. Or the Beis Din Paskin, like Rabbi Tarfon said, no problem. And what happened? Vahadri Rabbi Shlokish Le'uvda Binahu, and Rabbi Shlokish reversed it, right? And said, no, you have to give it back. And he said, wow, you're holding that this Rabbi Kiva Shita is like a Din Daraisa, as Rashi says, like a local Moshe Sinai, which you have to uproot, right? Someone who Paskin against it. So the question is, why did they do that? I mean, Rabbi Shlokish felt that Rabbi Kiva's halacha is firm and you can't go against it, and you have to even reverse a decision against it. Rabbi Yochanan was like, hey, whoa, this is a machogas here. Hey, why are you making this like a din daraisa, like from Lachl Moshe Sinai that you can't go against? So what's the machogas? The Gemara is going to have a couple of possibilities, what the machogas, Rabbi Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan was, whether you can perhaps possibly against Rabbi Kiva, or whether Rabbi Kiva is irrefutable halacha. Maybe this is the machlokas. Tamar sevar tav b'dvar mishnah chozer. Tamar sevar tav b'dvar mishnah eino chozer. Maybe they're arguing as to whether if a judge makes a mistake in a mishnah, if a judge says chotzah is not asur on Shabbos, right? It's a straight up mishnah, so you can reverse his decision. It's a bad example, but whatever. You can reverse his decision. The question that's machlok is whether you can reverse. The Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Kuli alma ta b'dvar mitzvah b'dvar mishnah chozer. No, everybody holds if a Beis Din makes a mistake or a beferish a mishnah, then you reverse and you take back the decision. The machlok is over like this. The machlok of Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that the halach is always like Rabbi Akiva, but not that if he's arguing with his Rebbe. Rabbi Tarfon was his Rebbe. So therefore he can hold like Rabbi Tarfon. Rish Lakish holds no, that the halach is always like Rabbi Akiva, even against his Rebbe, Rabbi Tarfon. V'boy Zema, another possibility, the Kuli Am halach Rabbi Akiva mechaveru l'merabo, that everybody holds that halach is like Rabbi Akiva when he's arguing with his friends, but not with his Rebbe, but the machlokas is, what was the status of Rabbi Tarfon? Right, Mar Savar Rabbi Tarfon Rabbo who? But Mar Savar Chaveru Rabbo, right? Was Rabbi Tarfon his Rebbe? Right, or his friend, or his Talmud Chaver. V'boisema, or Kuli Alma Chaver Rahave, or everybody holds that Rabbi Tarfon wasn't his Rebbe, he was his Chaver, he was his colleague, like he was equal. And V'hacha Kamefugi, the Machokas though is Mar Savar Halacha Itmar, and Mar Savar Matin Itmar. Right, the Machokas is, right, when we say we follow Rabbi Akiva in a Machokas, is that straight up Halacha, or are we kind of Matin? We kind of we assume that the Halacha is probably like Rabbi Akiva, but it's like a less serious language, Matin. It's like we kind of just like, yeah, the Halacha is like him, but if you do the other way, right, we're not going to actually reverse the din. Okay, so a couple ways to understand the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara has a couple of stories, which we're not going to finish today, but either way, Kravid Rabbi Yochanan, toughest part of the Yasme Besimta. Again, that Rabbi Yochanan's Krovim, right, again, did this thing, they grabbed, they were toe-faced, they did Tvisa on a cow, or a bull, probably a cow, right, in a Simta, right? We said in a Simta, that was Machlokas, right? Also, Kamei the Rabbi Yochanan, they went to Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lehu, Shaper Tafsutua. That, yeah, you did fine. You did great. So, also the commander of the Shimon ben Lakish. Then they went to Shimon ben Lakish, and Amar Lehu, Zulu Ahadar. He said, no, go back. And go back and give it back. As Rabbi Tarfon, yeah, Rabbi Tarfon holds you can do Tfisa. Rabbi Kiva says you can't. That's also the commander of Rabbi Yochanan. So they went back to Rabbi Yochanan and they complained. They said, what are you doing to me? Rabbi Reish Lakish said that you have to reverse it. So Amar Lehu, he said, yeah, okay, my Esek, Shenegdi, Chalakolai. Right, okay, what am I supposed to do? Reish Lakish holds that you have to reverse it. Oh, Bakar the Asme, another story about there was a shepherd, right, of Bakar, of cattle. I don't know what you call a shepherd of cattle, right? A shepherd is for sheep, but okay. A cattle herd, I guess. Whatever. And he had some cows, some cattle of Yasme, of orphans. And the Tafsi Torah Mine, and somebody who was owed money by the guy who died, right, was Toface one of the cows. So Balchov Amar, and so the Baal Chov said, Mechaim Tafsinale, I grabbed it while the guy was still alive. Bakara Amar, but the cattle herd said, and Acham Mizat Tafsin, no, you took it after he died. So Asa Kameh the Rav Nachman, They went to Rav Nachman for a psak. Amalei, he said, Islucha Sadi Tafsi, do you have witnesses? Do you have Edom that you grabbed it, right? Again, before the guy died? So Amalei laughed. He said, no. So Amalei, so Migo di Yachol Nemar, Lakoa Hubi Odi, Yachol Nami, Lemimar, Mechayim Tafis Nole. He says, you see, Paskin, Rav Nachman said, well, since the guy could have said I bought it, meaning the guy, the Baal Chov had a Migo, right? He could have said, I bought it from him, and therefore, right, no one would have, that no one would have been able to claim. He could have claimed, but no one could have proved that it didn't happen. So he's also allowed to say that, right, that he took it from the guy. He was told for it when he was still alive. Don't we say that animals, right, doesn't have a chazaka? I mean, we don't assume that the reason that the guy could have claimed that he bought it is because no one can claim against him is because we assume that people own their own stuff. But Shlagish says, we don't assume that. The Metaltalim, we don't assume that this guy owns this pen. Right? Maybe he just grabbed it from somebody. Right? We don't assume that Metaltalim belongs to someone. So Gemara says, Shani Torah, the Mesira, the Roa. So no, it's different because in that case, right, it was given over to a cattle herd. Right? Meaning that when a person gives it over to a cattle herd, right, that already has a chazaka. Right? And we assumed, right, the guy had it in his own flock, in his own group, right, so we assume that he did purchase it, and that he would have a type of chazaka like that. Okay, fine. There's one more story. The Bein Nesia Tafos Amso Diasmi Simta. Again, the case where the people in the Nasi's house, in the Nasi's family, right, grabbed an Amma. An Ami, I guess, not an Ami Ivriya, probably, right, a servant, right, in a simta, right, Yosef, Rabbi Yavel, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, right, those three Rabbanim, pretty solid based in, Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Gavayu, and Rabbi Abba was there, and Amalu, and he said, Shepherd Tafsitua, right, the based in said, no problem, that was fine, you could have done Tfisa, it was okay that you took this servant. Amalu, Rabbi Abba, Mishum, Debein, Asiyanin, Mechan Fisulu, why, but just because they're in the Nasi's family, right, you're giving them this psak, right? That's ridiculous. If I don't dani krabi tarfon, but adrei reish lagish of diminayu. Now we had a story before that someone paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, and reish lagish said, get out of here. We don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. I reverse it. So that's what he said. You have to reverse the decision. You have to give back the shifcha, right, to the orphans, to the yorshim. Okay, very good. Rabbi Tarfon, we'll invite you in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.